North America was once home to tens of millions of bison, but settlers and their descendants nearly drove them to extinction and replaced them with cattle and barbed wire. In recent decades, bison have been reintroduced to hundreds of grassland sites. And now new research shows that bringing them back to the prairie transforms the landscape in ways that may well make it more resilient against climate change and benefit other wildlife. Celia Yopis Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports.
Your image of a prairie may look kind of like an ocean of swaying grass. And that's exactly what I saw when John Blair, a biologist at Kansas State University, and I drove down a dirt road in the Flint Hills in eastern Kansas. But when I turned to my left, the prairie looked totally different. The sheer variety of plants was striking.
And if you look across the road, we have one side of the road that is not grazed and another side that is grazed.
Grazed by bison. Giants that can weigh up to a ton and pack away 30 pounds of grass a day. They're a boon to biodiversity, making room for legions of wildflowers they don't eat and are magnets for bees and butterflies.
What you'll notice in the fall, for example, when the monarchs move through here, there'll be hundreds to thousands of them out here as they move south on their migration.
Fences on the Konza Prairie Biological Station control where the bison can go so that K-State scientists can study their effects. The number of plant species in grazed plots has doubled over the course of three decades. John Blair directs this research station. He shows me lots of large puddles called bison wallows. Bison roll on the ground, and over time, they leave indentations that fill up when it rains. This supports other critters.
You know, spring peepers, frogs, dragonfly nymphs, aquatic insects will live in these.
So there are more plant species when bison are around. Biology professor Zach Ratazak is a co-author of the three-decade-long experiment highlighting the role of bison in shaping their surroundings. He says this could be a big deal in the fight against climate change.
The projections are that we're probably going to have more intense droughts. It also looks like we might have more periods of very high rainfall in between those droughts. And it's difficult to predict what kind of organisms can cope with this new form of variation.
Some plants are not going to fare well, but in richly diverse grasslands, like where K-State's bison live, maybe other species will expand to fill the gap and shore up the food chain.
By having a broader portfolio, the chance that we have one of these winning species in the future gets higher.
Cattle, which replaced bison hundreds of years ago, may eat more of those wildflower plants that the bison ignore. So the K-State study found that while putting cattle on prairie grass boosted plant diversity, the benefit wasn't half as much as seen with bison. So if bison have this special benefit for the environment, does that mean Americans should swap out the hamburgers on their plates for bison burgers? K-State scientists aren't saying they should, but this person is.
Yes. At this moment in history, buy bison meat 100%.
Joseph Gazing Wolf helps direct the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve, where 2,300 bison live. It's on the Osage Nation Reservation in Oklahoma. He says climate change is here, and it's too urgent not to act.
At this point, it would be very important for us to incentivize the switch from the cattle industry to a native food source, right? Which in this case would be bison.
Gazing Wolf is quick to add a caveat.
We have to be careful in saying, just reintroduce bison and then everything will be fine, right? Because then you'll have a bison industry that takes off and becomes incredibly environmentally destructive. If I overgraze with my bison, it doesn't matter that they're bison. It's still poor management.
But compared to beef, bison meat remains a niche market, a tiny sliver of what Americans eat. So some groups, like the Nature Conservancy, which owns the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve where Gazing Wolf works, are working with cattle ranchers to try to get smarter about grazing the prairie and hopefully boost the biodiversity benefits of their herds. For Here and Now, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.